All this week, we've been looking at all things Ulu. Today, we feature the Ulu Cooperative on the Big Island, which has hooied up to marshal the power of Ulu. Here's what you might hear as workers chop up the fruit to freeze for market or to make Ulu flour. Sounds of Ulu. We talked to the cooperative's Dana Shapiro about the efforts over the last several years to put Ulu front and center.
The co-op was founded in summer of 2016, so we are just about exactly 4 years old. And we came together originally as 9 farms from all over the Big Island. We were all growing Ulu. Some of us had mature trees and others had just planted trees, but we came together around a common love for Ulu and belief that Ulu has a really important role to play in Hawaii's food system. And we recognized that we could do a lot more to help build the industry by working together than we'd ever be able to accomplish individually. And that was really the basis for forming the co-op.
So you have frozen breadfruit. You also have Ulu flour.
We do. We are just starting to scale our Ulu flour production. We've been making it for a couple of years. A few of our co-op members were actually making Ulu flour on their own before they joined the co-op. And one of them gave us her mill and showed us how she made it. And we kind of took over production for her, but on a very small scale. And last summer, we received an Atherton Foundation grant in partnership with Voyaging Foods and the Hawaii Farmers Union Foundation. And that enabled us to buy a larger dehydrator and mill. So this season, we're planning to commit about 15% of our overall volumes toward flour, which is a lot more than we've ever done in the past.
So how much flour does that produce?
We're estimating about 3,500 pounds, which is from about 18,000 pounds of fresh fruit.
And so where can our listeners purchase this flour or frozen Ulu?
The frozen Ulu is pretty widely available now. It's at about 25 different store locations all around the state and on every island. You can find it on Oahu at all the down-to-earth locations, at Kokua Market, through Farmlink Hawaii, and through a number of the community food distribution programs that are happening. Aloha Harvest, Chef Hui, Kupu, they have all brought the frozen Ulu in for their constituents, their customers. The flour is not yet widely available. Ulu season is just starting. For us, it typically begins in July. So until we get more fruit in, it's not going to be that widely available. But we actually do have an Ulu flour survey that's a Google form, and it's available through our social media and also on Voyaging Foods' website. And if you're interested, fill out the survey and make sure you include your email address, and you'll receive updates about the Ulu flour when it becomes available.
I'm just intrigued that you've been able to network with, you know, the breadfruit farmers.
I think that there's a lot of farmers that are really passionate about Ulu, and they recognize that the co-op provides very valuable services that enable them to focus on farming and help them to maintain their farms and become more profitable. And so I think it just makes sense. We have a couple members on Maui that hooey up and ship fruit to us. We have brought fruit over from Oahu as well, so it is possible for other islands to join the co-op. It doesn't really make sense to ship fruit until you can fill up a pallet, which is about 1,000 pounds. So again, if they're smaller or backyard farmers with excess fruit, they could potentially hooey up to meet those volumes. But on Oahu in particular, there's much, much more of a market for fresh Ulu than there is on the Big Island. There's a number of processors on Oahu that do buy fruit. Ulu Mana is one. High Five Ulu is another. And so if there are growers with fruit on Oahu, they, I think, have a much larger market on their island that they could potentially tap than some of our outer island farmers do.
So share with our listeners, like, what a typical day would be for you, you know, on your Ulu farm.
for those of us working in the co-op, we are not on the farm that much on a day-to-day basis because we're handling aggregation, processing, storage, distribution, and marketing. For our ULU growers, they are pretty much all highly diversified. So outside of ULU season, when they're harvesting, they're probably not 100% focused on their ULU trees. They're managing very diversified farm operations, which gives them more even production throughout the year and higher net revenues per acreage that they have to work with. And so that's great, and we highly support diversification. For us in the co-op, we have also diversified our operations because ULU is a seasonal crop. So we actually handle sweet potato, kalo, kabocha squash, banana papaya. This summer, we're diversifying a lot more into more tropical summer fruits. But we receive fruit most days of the week, and we start our production process pretty early in the morning. You know, that usually involves washing the fruit, cutting it, steaming it, and freezing it and packaging it. And so that's a pretty much full-time job right there.
Now, there are a number of varieties of ULU. Is there one that maybe makes better flour, or do you mix them all up? How does that work?
We're really still learning the flour process. So we don't have an answer to that yet. We're doing experimentation and taking good records so that we can learn that information. On the steamed and frozen side, the different varieties have pretty different sort of culinary properties in terms of their texture, their size for sure, their taste a little bit. So we do a sort of a sorting process in-house before we process, and that will determine what product gets made out of which fruit. So we accept all varieties. I don't really like to say we have a strong preference because they're all great for different applications. We do prefer the larger, firmer, seedless varieties simply because yield is higher, but we will buy anything. We'll buy any variety of ULU. Our focus really is Hawaii. You know, Hawaii imports virtually 100% of its staple foods. So in other food groups like fruits, vegetables, even proteins, we have moved the needle in terms of increasing local production. But in the staple food category, which is, you know, grains and starches, we have not moved the needle. We produce less than 1% of our own staples. And those are the carbohydrates that make up about 50% of the calories we need to survive. So we're in a very precarious situation, and ULU has tremendous potential to help make Hawaii more food secure and self-sufficient. So our focus really is on Hawaii. We work really hard to promote the crop, you know, do educational marketing to all consumer groups, especially youth. That's been a really big focus of ours in partnership with the Department of Education and the Hawaii Farm to School Hui. So until we really have to go out of state and export, meaning if demand here does not grow as fast as our supply, until that happens, we're actually not really looking at markets out of state.
If you've got more people planting ULU in their yards because they know it's a crop they can count on if the ship doesn't come in, you know, during these COVID times, everybody's talking about we need to diversify, we need to support local ag.
We see our role as complementing that. So if everyone has an ULU tree and is getting their fresh ULU in season, that's fantastic. And we can be the source out of season or for further value-added ULU products.
Oh, yeah. Talk about the products, because, I mean, I've seen all kinds of really cool things at the grocery store, you know, the dips, all kinds of things out there. People are getting really creative.
Yeah. I mean, ULU is so versatile. It's truly one of the most versatile crops that I know of. Here locally, we have a number of ULU hummus products from different manufacturers, as well as ULU chips, which of course go together very well. And then out of the ripe fruit, there's ULU desserts. We make an ULU chocolate mousse that's sold frozen. And John Cadman of Maui Breadfruit Company makes pono pies, which are delicious, and he has lots of different flavors. In Kaneohe, there's an amazing ULU noodle restaurant, Adela's Country Eatery, and they use our frozen product to make their noodles. The list really goes on and on, not to mention all of the chefs who are making amazing ULU products. And the Chef Hui recently partnered with us on an ULU ambassador program. So we have about a dozen ULU ambassador chefs that are really working to spotlight innovative and traditional uses of ULU in the kitchen.
That was Dana Shapiro, one of the many Ulu ambassadors out to spread the word about Ulu power. It's a promising crop as we look to diversify the economy and support our local farmers. The Ulu Cooperative, along with the Hawaii Farmers Union Foundation and Voyaging Foods, has launched its initiative to promote replacing 30% of flour use with local starches by the year 2030. For links and to take that survey Dana talked about, head to our website at hawaiipublicradio.org.